Hello, and welcome back to the I Love Sleep podcast. If you like today's episode, please make sure to follow, comment, share, and like, as this truly does help with creating more episodes like this in the future. Today, we're going to join a young girl as she ventures through a mysterious, yet very fascinating, garden. In the heart of a bustling city, tucked away behind towering skyscrapers and bustling streets, there lay a hidden oasis known as the Enchanted Garden. This magical haven was veiled in an air of mystery, its entrance marked by an ornate, wrought iron gate adorned with intricate patterns that seemed to tell stories of time long past. On a crisp, sunlit morning, Annette, an inquisitive young woman with an insatiable thirst for adventure, found herself drawn to the gate's entrance. As she pushed the gate open, a soft melody of wind chimes greeted her. A fragrance of blooming flowers filled the air. The enchanted garden beckoned with its vibrant colors and whimsical charm. The path meandered through the garden, flanked by flower beds that boasted an array of exotic blooms in every conceivable hue. Each step brought forth the delicate fragrance of blossoms unknown to Annette, their perfume dancing in the harmony with the gentle breeze. The air hummed with the soft whispers of the leaves and the distant laughter of unseen creatures. As she strolled further into the garden, Annette discovered a peculiar statue that resembled a gazebo, adorned with cascading vines and lanterns that glowed softly. In the center, an elderly woman sat playing a hauntingly beautiful tune on a traditional instrument. Her fingers danced gracefully over the strings, conjuring a melody that seemed to echo the garden's mysterious nature. Mesmerized, Annette approached the musician and struck up a conversation. The elderly woman, named Mélène, shared tales of the garden's origins. It was said to have been created by ancient cultures to celebrate the harmony between nature and humanity. The flora and the fauna held a unique significance, embodying the virtues of peace, wisdom, and unity. Together, Annette and Mélène continue their peaceful journey through the garden, discovering hidden alcoves adorned with sculptures and symbols from cultures around the world. There were Japanese lanterns casting soft light on serene water features, zodiac statues from China, and Moroccan mosaics that sparkled in the sunlight. As they reached the heart of the garden, Annette marveled at a massive tree with branches reaching high into the sky. It was known as the Tree of Harmony, a symbol of the interconnectedness of all living things. Under its shade, people from various cultures gathered together to share stories, laughter, and understanding. As the day waned and the sun dipped below the horizon, Anne felt a deep sense of tranquility. The enchanted garden had woven its magic around her, leaving an indelible mark on her spirit. With a heart full of gratitude, she bid farewell to Mélène and the mystical realm, carrying the essence of the garden's culture and serenity back into the bustling city. In the days that followed, Annette found herself returning to the enchanted garden whenever the chaos of life became overwhelming. Each visit provided solace and a reminder that beneath the surface of the city's hustle and bustle, a sanctuary of peace and cultural richness awaited those willing to explore its searches. The enchanted garden stood as a testament to the enduring beauty that emerges when diverse cultures intertwine, creating a tapestry of harmony and understanding. The end.